Iran opens door to transit of non-hostile ships through Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian government has issued a note to the United Nations Security Council and the International Maritime Organization, stating that non-hostile vessels may transit the Strait of Hormuz if they coordinate with Iranian authorities. The move comes as tensions between Iran and Western countries remain high, particularly in relation to the country's nuclear program. This development could potentially ease some of the disruptions caused by the ongoing conflict in the region. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway that connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman, and it is home to a significant portion of the world's oil supply. The U.S.-Israeli war against Iran has resulted in a near-total halt of shipments through the strait, causing widespread disruptions to global energy markets. As a result, oil prices have surged to record levels, further exacerbating the economic impact of the conflict. The note from Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs was sent to the 15-member Security Council and UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres on Sunday, and was then circulated among the 176 members of the International Maritime Organization responsible for regulating international shipping safety and security. This move is seen as a significant development in the ongoing crisis, and could potentially pave the way for a relaxation of tensions between Iran and Western countries. According to the note, non-hostile vessels that coordinate with Iranian authorities may benefit from safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. However, vessels belonging to or associated with other states that participate in aggression against Iran are not eligible for innocent or non-hostile passage. This means that ships flying the flags of the United States and Israel would be subject to strict scrutiny and could potentially face restrictions on their ability to transit the strait. Iran has taken steps to prevent the use of the Strait of Hormuz as a means of advancing hostile operations against the country, according to the note. These measures include targeting vessels, equipment, and assets belonging to the U.S. or Israel, as well as other participants in the aggression. This suggests that Iran is determined to protect its interests and maintain control over the strait. The Financial Times was among the first to report on the letter being circulated among IMO member states on Tuesday. The news has sparked widespread interest in the shipping industry, with many analysts predicting that it could have significant implications for global energy markets. As tensions between Iran and Western countries continue to simmer, this development could potentially ease some of the pressure on governments and companies operating in the region. The relaxation of restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz is likely to be a complex and contentious issue, with many stakeholders having different interests and concerns. The shipping industry will need to carefully consider its options and plan accordingly as the situation continues to evolve. In the short term, this development could lead to increased activity in the region, as companies and governments seek to take advantage of the new opportunities presented by the easing of tensions. The long-term implications of this move are still unclear, but it is likely that the Strait of Hormuz will continue to play a critical role in global energy markets for years to come. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is certain: the shipping industry will need to be prepared to adapt to changing circumstances and navigate a complex web of regulations and restrictions. Ultimately, the success of this initiative will depend on the ability of all parties involved to work together and find a mutually beneficial solution. If successful, it could mark an important step towards reducing tensions between Iran and Western countries, and easing some of the pressure on global energy markets.